It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neubauer, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, an assistant professor at Pitt has been named by the Royal Society of Chemistry as a rising star of material chemistry research. John Keith of the Swanson School of Engineering came to the attention of the list makers for his computational work involving coating on tin that could help capture carbon dioxide at the atomic scale. The White House is urging technology CEOs to pitch in on President Donald Trump's effort to modernize government. Officials from Apple and Google were among those at a gathering in Washington Monday, where the president said he wants to transform the federal government's technology in a way that will deliver better services to citizens and stronger protection from cyber attacks. Mr. Trump says such an effort could produce up to $1 trillion in savings over 10 years. The event included the formation of working groups on issues such as technology infrastructure, cybersecurity, and visas for foreign workers. This week, the Tech Report goes dumpster diving. Increasingly, when you find a trash can in a public place, it has at least two openings, one for trash and one for recyclables. But according to Charles Yap, humans don't do a very good job of sorting.
Americans typically achieve, when they have a 50-50 chance between two bins, it's usually about 30%. So, less than chance.
With that in mind, Yap launched a company called Clean Robotics with a flagship product called TrashBot.
So, you walk up to the machine and you throw an item of waste in. The hatch will close and it'll take a reading from the sensor suite that we have inside. And then that'll go to an onboard computer. It'll make a classification and then put it in the right bin. That's it.
He says his machine has an 81% success rate. Clean Robotics Vice President of Engineering Tanner Cook joined Yap by video conference and added that with machine learning techniques, it could get even better.
It's more or less us digging through trash bags, throwing objects in there continuously. We're also planning on outsourcing the unknowns to the Amazon Web Service, where people will more or less look at pictures and then type in what the object is. But we've already got relatively good-sized data set just from digging through trash and putting it in there.
Among the robot's other sensors scanning the TrashBot's two-gallon-sized bin is a metal detector, a sonar device, and a scale that is used to determine if there is any leftover food or drink in a recyclable container. Clean Robotics currently has one TrashBot and is making version 2, which will be deployed in the Pittsburgh City County building next month. The goal is to rent the machines to building managers. According to Yap, the production version of the trash sorting machine will have a video display.
So we can put a screen in the back and just run passive ads. And in addition, because we can recognize logos on items of waste, we can have targeted ads. So imagine throwing away a can of Coke, and Pepsi has paid for advertisements to be displayed whenever that happens.
The system works best when a user throws each piece of refuse into the sensing bin separately. For example, a drink cup from a fast food restaurant should be deposited in three parts, first the straw, then the lid, and finally the cup itself. Yap says their research has found the average user has 3.5 items to get rid of every time they use a public trash can. The company is currently looking for seed investors to get to the next level. Among the ideas still to be explored, an in-home version that would allow you to drop anything through a hole in your countertop and have it sorted into separate bins. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neubauer, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.